Is 2018 the year the government will finally begin to tackle civil service reform? Jeff Pond, the new Office of Personnel Management Director, says it is. He's got ideas to change just about every aspect of the current civil service system. Pay and benefits, hiring and recruitment, veterans' preference, and the senior executive service, they're all on the table. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco joins me now with what she heard from the new director. And Nicole, what is Pond pondering?
Good one, Tom. Jeff Pond held a call with reporters just really detailing his priorities and his vision for OPM and what he wants the agency to accomplish under his watch. And like you mentioned at the top there, I mean, really everything is on the table. And he did sort of consolidate his thoughts into three general areas, which were civil service changes, digital HR solutions, and celebrating the federal workforce. And on that last point, he says that he wants to highlight some of the good news stories from federal employees and also commemorate the 40th anniversary of the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978. And that will be later in October. So that's generally what he's thinking. But as far as civil service changes go, and I will use the word change specifically because reform can mean multiple different things. Reform might, you know, implies that it's something good that will happen. But I think federal employees and unions might look at some of these suggestions and may not think it's such a good thing. But Pond mentioned that he has four big ways that he can push these ideas out there. He says legislation, executive orders, agency-specific authority, so giving someone like DHS, for example, special pay authority or something like that, and then also OPM authority.
I know the next 6 to 7 months are very critical for getting things out the door. I know that there's midterm elections, and sometimes people get their attention elsewhere, but I'm really making sure that our staff here at OPM have a full court press in the next 6 to 7 months, and you'll see a lot of things come out here. Do I anticipate everything to work and go through? No. I've already heard from my colleagues saying, you know, there's maybe Pond is taking too much, you know, biting off too much. I actually look at it a different way. I'm going to ask. The worst that they can say is no. But we will ask, and we will lead, and we will be brave about our leadership here at OPM.
So ambitious agenda for Jeff Pond. What's going to be the toughest part?
Legislation will really be the toughest part. And that's what Pond was talking about early in his remarks there. You know, the next 6 to 7 months, we're going to see a lot of policy ideas and changes from OPM. And he specifically noted that he hopes there's another Akaka and Voinovich out there in the Senate. And they were the chairman and ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee a couple years ago, I guess maybe even about 10 years ago at this point, that really drove in some, you know, kind of key changes for the federal workforce. To get a little bit more specific here, compensation and benefits, I think we're going to see some policy proposals there. Pond mentioned he wants a single set of data from multiple sources that would include the Bureau of Labor Statistics and Congressional Budget Office, but also other sources to look at and compare federal pay and benefits with private sector pay and benefits. He specifically mentioned a review of whether agencies are underpaying or overpaying people. So that, I thought, was an interesting comment that he had. Retirement, changes to the current federal retirement system may also be on the table. Here once again is Pond.
We might take a look at defined contribution and defined benefits plans, too. You know, we want to make sure that new employees, not just new entry like college grads, but mid-level and late career people can join the federal government and can actually take their benefits with them, like a 401k, and also have return rights after at a higher level because they've acquired certain types of skills in the private sector. So that's the type of change, ebb and flow, that we need to have for our federal government.
That, once again, is OPM Director Jeff Pond. You know, another big thing that he's going to look at, alternative personnel systems, and we heard him mention this in a video that he put out there right when he came on board at the agency, says he wants to, you know, possibly look into new authorities for mission-critical occupations, things like STEM, cybersecurity, but also defense and intelligence positions.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, and he did take steps toward that dreaded area that you mentioned earlier, such as defined contribution pension, whole different paradigm than defined benefit.
Oh, yeah, you bet. I mean, it would essentially rely very much on the thrift savings plan. And, you know, I think the key here is who this would impact, right? Would it impact only new hires? Would it impact current federal employees? That second option is where you get into really sticky territory there.
All right. What are some of the other priorities that he laid out? Sounds like a comprehensive call he had.
He did have a comprehensive call. This one raised some, not alarm bells, but I was surprised to hear him mention this, and that is veterans' preference. He says, considering some changes there, and we might see something about this soon.
We are going to be updating organizations on how to hire veterans as well. Although we have veterans' preference that at times is implemented and is clunky, I would like to encourage agencies to actually have a talk with veterans groups and work with them on the occupations and jobs that veterans actually want in the government. And OPM is going to be urging them to hire a certain number of veterans into those jobs.
Again, that's OPM Director Jeff Pond describing some possible changes when it comes to veterans' preference, which I think Chief Human Capital Officers have long kind of bemoaned that topic as something that's frustrating for them.
Well, he mentioned, you know, trying to get some critical occupations started in science, technology, STEM, I guess maybe cybersecurity and so forth. Veterans have a lot of skills in those areas.
Sure.
It's maybe financial planning that might be less aligned with what happens in the military.
Right.
Or program analysis, that kind of thing. Or, you know, national hunger policy, those kinds of jobs, I think will be more from the academic grads, perhaps,
right,
than the military veterans. Well, it sounds like he's got a lot going else. What else do we need to know?
I think one other thing I would mention here is the senior executive service. You know, President Obama tried to look at this a little bit. He issued an executive order toward the last years of his administration. But Pond says he's in active talks to look at the original mission and objective of the SES, you know, what kind of training and credentials you should have to be a part of it. And he's going to look at rotations and reassignments and suggested that we'll see something more about that soon, too.
Anything else?
One other thing that Pond mentioned is the focus on digital services. He said he's had a rough experience, you know, just kind of getting back on board with government and has noticed, you know, some of the inefficient things and processes that the government uses, and specifically called out retirement services in Boyers, Pennsylvania.
All right. Well, that's a good one to tackle for a lot of people from now and in the future. Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco, thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
And be sure to check out her story at federalnewsradio.com.